K540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with an incident involving a U-Haul truck that tried to ram through barriers near the White House last night. Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports.
A spokesperson for the Secret Service confirms this driver may have intentionally struck the security barriers. They worked the way they were supposed to work, and there were no reported injuries to any Secret Service or White House personnel. The U.S. law enforcement official tells CBS News the man made threatening statements directed at the VP and the president.
Video appears to show officers removing a Nazi flag from the truck. The nation's a day closer to the June 1st deadline for fending off possible government default, and President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy still don't see eye to eye. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president and the House Speaker agree the national debt should be addressed and a deal should be reached, but philosophical differences on how to do it remain. Mr. Biden and fellow Democrats believe the government should take in more in taxes from the wealthy and large corporations. Kevin McCarthy rules that out.
The problem is not revenue. The problem is spending.
The parents of a 22-year-old Colorado man killed by a sheriff's deputy while he suffered a mental health crisis have reached a financial agreement with state and local governments. Christian Glass' family will receive $19 million. Officers will also undergo training to better handle similar crises in the future. Officials overseas say the search has resumed for Madeleine McCann, a British toddler who disappeared during a family vacation in 2007.
The Portuguese police have announced they'll begin searching a reservoir and dam surrounded by scrubland at the request of German police. Their chief suspect, a convicted drug dealer and child abuser currently serving time for rape in Germany, has always denied involvement, and it's not clear if the Germans have any new information prompting this search. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence will be there for Pride Night at Dodger Stadium June 16th. Beyonce Knowles is hailing the turnaround.
The Dodgers gave us an apology, and they acknowledged that they rushed and made a rash decision.
The team disinvited the nuns in drag after pushback from conservative and Christian groups. Not even LeBron James' 40 points could save the Lakers from getting swept by the Nuggets, sending Denver to the NBA Finals for the first time. Now the 38-year-old King says he has some decisions to make.
I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot, and it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of getting to the finals. But going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Nuggets won it last night, 113-111. S&P futures down 7. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A 14-year-old girl killed in a crash early Sunday morning. St. Francis police reported a car being driven over 100 miles an hour on 794 around 2 a.m. Minutes later, officers sent to 794 in Pennsylvania Avenue. The car was found flipped over on the embankment. The 17-year-old driver was performing CPR on the 14-year-old who'd been ejected. First responders continued those efforts but weren't successful. Two others treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. The driver later arrested for OWI. Milwaukee Bucks forward Wesley Matthews teaming up with Madison Public Schools Foundation to raise a minimum of $250,000 to cover the gap between what Madison schools' budgets can cover and what they need to offer up-to-date PE classes and make it easier for kids to afford being involved in sports. Matthews played sports at Madison Memorial. He's seeding the fund with $50,000 of his own money and matching up to an additional $50,000. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Microvello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. An AARP.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, it. Solid. Right on.
What's up? Hey, man, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. I think we're finally trending towards summer.
Yeah, it's going to be 80 today, but do you know what it's going to be tomorrow?
I haven't looked that far ahead.
50.
Oh, no.
It's true, man. 80 degrees today, 50 tomorrow, 53 the next day. And, yeah, man, it's the faux pas of summer, spring in the Midwest. But, you know, we can get past those 2 days of 50. I think we should be all right. It's June.
Or it will be so.
Yeah. But anyway, I want to welcome my guest, good friend, Mr. Kwabena Rasuli. Good morning to you, dear brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Brother Ingram. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, man. It's always good to talk to you. It's been a while. And we're going to have a great conversation, but I want to begin with this information last night and then yesterday's and this morning's Milwaukee Journal, but I saw it on television last night. We've been going through, you're from Chicago, so the same kind of thing, just the continued slaughter of young people, of one another, with guns, children as young as 12 years old. Strapped in killing each other with impunity. The society doesn't seem to care that this is happening at such a rapid pace in our neighborhoods and in our communities. And yes, it's our children killing one another. They're dying, you know, more so than people who are in, you know, wars. And yet this continues to go on, and there doesn't seem to be any rational solution to it. But last night, you know, we've had this ongoing violence in the city of Milwaukee where young people, as I said, as young as 12 years old, have been getting killed and also killing each other. And so they were able to finally figure this out 3 years ago. A young boy was killed, and a 17-year-old boy was killed in 2020. Since then, more than 100 shootings and at least 25 homicides have been attributed to the conflict. One young boy got killed in 2020, and since then, in retaliation to the one young boy being killed, there have been 100 more shootings and 25 more homicides of these young people killing each other. And it's not gang related. It's what they call cliques. And so they have access to these weapons, and they've endangered our neighborhoods and our communities, our children. And people keep asking the questions, why? Nobody seems to know why young people are armed. Number one, how do you even get guns at 12 years old? And the fact that they've made it so dangerous for all of us in our neighborhoods and in our communities. And I'm pretty sure you and Clear the Airwaves have an idea on why this is happening. And I also say this, this continued debate about freedom of speech, and this is America, and we want people to have freedom to do whatever it is they want to. We've got this First Amendment right of freedom of speech. But now that's being challenged in a lot of different areas and a lot of different ways, Brother Kwabena. But the one you and I are getting ready to talk about is one that should be challenged. And look, they're talking about doing away with TikTok in different parts of this country because of the impact that it's having on children. But if they can do that, then they should be able, we should be able to do something about the scourge of rap music that has for decades been at the root of a lot of the behaviors in our neighborhoods and communities. You are with Clear the Airwaves Project. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Excellent intro, because you pretty much summed it up. You know, it is a scourge in our society, and it's that ratchet, killer, death music, rap, a good portion of it, that is promoting, you know, these cliques and this killings and gang-related and just retaliation, or not even that. It could be anything. But when the music is telling you, you know, this is how you should behave, this is how you should feel about yourself, that dehumanizes you by dropping N-bombs on you, telling you to take each other's life, this is what we get, brother. And it's totally out of control. And we got to do something to change it and to stop it. And we've been working on it, and you know it. And just wanted to give the people an update, bro, because that's it. It's a scourge in our society. And I heard when I was in Wisconsin the last time, they were talking about this bill they were about to put forth about the carjacking.
Right.
And we know that Milwaukee has been, you know, exhibit A on carjacking in this country, along with a few other cities. But I think about New Orleans. And last year, New Orleans had 279 carjackings and 280 homicides. But yet, after they get that report, turn the radio on, and there's a song from Kodak Black. We call him Kodak Bleak, calling himself a gremlin, and we could have been superstars. And in the chorus of the song, he says, we could have been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars? He brags about shooting you with the witness watching it. He brags about taking tainted drugs, but because he's a super gremlin, it's not going to affect him. And this song was in hot rotation on radio stations all throughout the country for over a year. Every day, always, you're hearing gremlin superstars, and they got children singing the chorus in the background. So they know exactly what they're doing. Why they're doing it? Only thing I can assume is population control. It's help with gentrification. Like Fred Hampton Jr., the son of slain, assassinated Black Panther leader in Chicago, say right now, the new housing for our people are the prisons and the cemeteries. And the way they push that out is via the scourge in our society, like you said, brother, this music.
This is nothing new. It's been going on for decades, and I've been around a while, and I do know that this degradation of some young people in our neighborhoods and in our communities, this has coincided with a lot of the rap music that came into vogue, not the good stuff with Heavy D and Will Smith early on when they and my sons were young, and that rap music that came out, and even the rap music before that with James Brown and others, there were messages in that music, and there was pride in those lyrics, and somewhere along the way, it got turned upside down. How did that happen, brother? And when did that happen?
Well, there was something we call the Golden Age of Hip Hop, which took place during the mid to late 80s and ended during the early to mid 90s. And that was the time when a lot of the rap music or the hip hop music was about peace, love, unity, and having fun. It was talking about the principles of hip hop, which dealt with, you know, the breaking, the b-boying, which is the dancing, the graffiti.
Right.
The rhyming, of course, the
a way of life.
And the knowledge.
A way of life.
Yes, yes. And so now they've turned it from peace, love, unity, and having fun to war, hate, individualism, and despair. That's what we are right now with the majority of the music. However, there are rappers and artists out there who still continue to make conscious, fun, revolutionary music that will wake you up. But this system, you know, you mentioned the FCC and this freedom of speech, but they censor that. You know, they get on us sometimes. You guys want to censor the music. Y'all want to censor the music. No, like our comrade Bob Law says, they are the ones who censor the music. If they don't rap about killing, dropping N-bombs on people, or if they don't rap about pornography and misogyny, they don't play it. They censor it. That's what they censor.
You know, I spent some time in the public schools, man, and when you see kids 5 years old coming in, man, with that filth in their mouths, man, they don't know their alphabets. They don't know how to count, but they can recite that filth. They're indoctrinated at very young ages, man. And, you know, and children don't get to pick their parents. And so the parent doesn't know that the young child's hearing is great and recall is great when they're that young. And, man, they come in at 5 years old repeating that.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's music. It's culture. It's rhymes. It's beats per minute, it's frequency. So, you know, they know exactly what they're doing. They know because they've repeated on these radio stations so many times. And it's totally out of control. So, again, we have to work to put a stop to it. You know, we have to work to put a stop to it. That's why we do what we do with Clear the Airways Project. You know, we have quite a few things coming up.
So let me do this. So let me do this. Hold the thought, man, when we come back. I'm going to play a tune and we'll move forward in, you know, kind of trying to get people to understand what it was and where it is now. You know, I'm so happy to have my good friend, Brother Kwame Nansubuga, on the line, and he's with Clear the Airways Project. We'll be back. 844-967-2789 is the number. Be right back.
And find the watercraft you want at Action Hotel Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
2020, that's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry. history, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 84. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 52. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs around 59. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, lady Americans, this is James Brown. I want to talk to you about one of our most deadly killers in the country today. I had a dream the other night, and I was sitting in my living room. Doze off to sleep, so I started dreaming. I dream I walked in a place and I saw a real strange, weird object standing up talking to the people, and I found out it was heroin, that deadly drug that go in your vein. He said, I came to this country without a passport. Ever since then, I've been hunted and sought. My little white grains are nothing but waste, soft and deadly and bitter to taste. But I'm a world of power, and all know it's true. Use me once, and you'll know it too. I can make a mere schoolboy forget his books. I can make a world-famous beauty neglect her looks. I can make a good man forsake his wife, send a greedy man to prison for the rest of his life. I can make a man forsake his country and flag. Make a girl sell her body for a $5 bag. Some think my adventure's a joy and a thriller, but I'll put a gun in your hand and make you a killer. In cellophane bags, I found my way to heads of state, to children at play. I finance in China, ran in Japan. I'm respected in Turkey, and I'm legal in Siam. I take my addicts and make them steal, borrow, beg. Then they search for a vein in the arm or the leg. So be you Italian, Jewish, black or mix, I can make the most virile of men forget their sex. So now my man, you must, you know, do your best to keep up your habit until your arrest. Now the police have taken you from under my wing. Do you think they dare defy me, I who am king? Now you must lie in that county jail, where I can't get to you by visit or mail. So squirm with discomfort, wiggle and cough. 6 days of madness, and you might throw me off. Curse me in name, defy me in speech, but you'd pick me up right now if I were in your reach. All through your center, you become resolved to your fate. Fear not, young man or woman, I'll be waiting at the gate. And don't be afraid, don't run, I'll not chase. Sure, my name is Heroin, and you'll be back for a taste. Behold, you're hooked, your foot is in the stirrup, and make haste, mount the steed, and ride him well, for the white horse of Heroin will ride you to hell. To hell will ride you to hell until you are dead.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, Kwavanan Rasuli. He is with the Clear the Airways Project. And brother, we talk about rap music. That's 1968. The message in that. And I remember that as a young man. And the impact of that, even to this point in my life, I still remember the lyrics of that. That's the stuff we're talking about. That is, we can't find that anymore.
Well, Earl, you know, I mean, that was 68. What was the name of that song?
Heroin, King Heroin by James Brown.
King Heroin. Okay.
You know, somebody needs to do that. Somebody needs to do that with what the young people are dying from now. Fentanyl, same thing. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
But I mean, and you know, there have been, and there still consist of songs that deal with that. That deal with drug addiction and alcohol abuse and eating better and all of that. They make it, but. And a lot of them make songs like that are funky, that are good, but they don't play it. Like I said, they censor that. All they want us to hear is the stuff Molly Perkins said that brags about taking drugs. And like I said earlier, with the rapper talking about, he took some tainted drugs, which is, no, we're talking about fentanyl, most likely.
Right.
And bragging about it. He can handle it because he's a super gremlin. And so that's, man, you know, that James Brown song, too, if he said it came out then, I know that was right after he did Say It Loud.
Right.
I'm Black and I'm Proud. And, you know, which, of course, he didn't do that on his own. He was, you know, kind of, hey, you got to come on, man. You can't be making all this softball music and all this sort of music. We're in a revolutionary time. And that's what was needed during that time, during a time such as that, a time such as this. What we don't need is all those songs telling us to disrespect ourselves and to hurt each other. In Milwaukee last night, you said there was some violence that took place.
Well, there's some violence that takes place every night, man. You know, every night.
Every night, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just like Chicago, man. You know, there's children who are dying, and their blood is strewn all over the streets. Children in this country, and especially in central cities like yours and mine, and. And, you know, and we do know what's at the root of it, because that music, just like, you know, I talked about King Heroin, and all these years later, that's still in my mind because I thought about it this morning.
Man,
it's the same thing with what these young people are hearing, but it's pick up the AK-47 or the AR-15 and kill everybody in the house. You know,
so. On the No Heart station, they call them iHeart. We call them No Heart. They got at least 28 ratchet killer death music radio stations in urban areas throughout this country that specifically target African children. But this morning at the station in Chicago, WGCI, they were playing the song called Me or Something. She keep the Glock in her bag. Now she thinks she me or something. Eat what's in these pans, bae. You don't got to go to dinner.
So,
B in the front seat.
Brother Kwabena.
Other B, let me finish this real quick. Go ahead.
Hey, we got to go to break. I got to go to break. Yeah. I got to go to break. Al, I see you. Okay. We'll be right back. Until you are dead. Okay. We'll be right back. Until you are dead. Okay. We'll be right back.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned a truck driver made threats against the president and VP as he tried to get to the White House last night. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
A U-Haul truck plowed through a security barrier at Lafayette Square. The driver was taken into custody. Agents searched the truck and found what appeared to be a Nazi flag inside.
He's been charged with making threats against the president and vice president. Update on debt talks to avoid possible government default June 1st. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The speaker and the president met here at the White House again yesterday. They vowed to talk every day until they get a deal, but there aren't that many days left.
LeBron says his future in the NBA is uncertain after the Lakers dropped Game 4 to the Nuggets and missed out on making the finals.
I don't know.
I got a lot to think about, to be honest.
Los Angeles lost to Denver 113-111 in Game 4 last night. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. 7% of Wisconsin prisoners are behind bars for crimes they committed as kids. A study by Human Rights for Kids says that's more than any other state except Louisiana. The next big state budget battle looks to be Wisconsin's share of maintaining American Family Field. The ballpark supporters note the taxpayers own the stadium and the Brewers are just a tenant.
And a tenant really, they're not usually required to do major infrastructure maintenance at their facility.
That's Dan Kopanky, who serves on a coalition of supporters of the ballpark. A 2020 study showed AmFam Field had generated $2.5 billion for Wisconsin's economy. In sports, the Astros bullied the Brewers last night 12-2, same two teams tonight, and Green Bay will host the 2025 NFL Draft. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Pat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandPat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Harvey High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with the long neck.
Dinosaur, long necky.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six-pack.
The six-pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get school with Family View.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW18.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AA...
at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, Kawabinan Rasuli. He is with Clear the Airways Project. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, Al, thank you for hanging on. You say what?
What you calling rap, okay? That is not rap. That's gangster rap. And that is about hurting people and demeaning people. Rap was involved in jazz back in the 1900s and before, and a lot of artists. My grandfather played piano with Louis Armstrong and his wife and Bessie Smith and what have you. They were rapping back then. Some people called it scatting.
Right, right.
But the point is, rap is not the fault. The fault is lack of parenting. The fault is in people having children and not raising them properly. the everything starts at home. It starts with the family. And too many children have been abandoned out here to the point where the radio, the television, the videos are raising the children and beings who put them on earth. You coached high school and football for 20 years. I coached track and field, volleyball, football, wrestling for over 50 years. Too many of the children that we coached call us dad, Uncle Al, grandpa, because they don't have those things at home. We gave them plenty of direction in their lives. I just got 7 invitations to college graduations of kids that I coach who call me dad. I'm not their father. I was their coach, but I was the closest thing to a father to them because they didn't have one at home.
So Al, hang on, Al. I want to give Kwabena an opportunity to have a dialogue with you. Brother Kwabena, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying in terms of course, the rap and how we, H-Rap Brown even a little later, and like you played the James Brown earlier, the Last Poets and Gil Scott-Heron, all of them rapping.
Yeah, but his thought about the music not being the problem, but the lack of parenting.
No, the music, we as parents, we have to step it up. There's things that we have to do, but to blame it on parents, that's low-hanging fruit. I find very few parents who want their children to behave as such as what they're putting out there. I think this is the issue. It's a societal issue that this keeps happening. Society, this music industry is purposely pushing this poison on the masses. Our people and our people only, our children and youth only, are directed. This is directed towards them. And so, again, that's low-hanging fruit. This music is culture. Culture is everything. And music is an integral part, a very important part of our culture. Culture is a people's way of life. And the music that they play constantly, I mentioned those lyrics I was sharing with you earlier on this warm, almost summer day, children about to get out of school, and they playing on the radio as they get ready for school, bragging about how this girl got a Glock in her bag. And he talks about the one B, the B word that he has in his front seat. He got another B in the back seat. And they said, Nardo, who is your B in the back seat? He said, S his choppy, which is a gun. And this is what their program, that's not the parents' fault. This stuff is not our fault as a people. It's not our fault that they push this stuff on us. But we're not responsible for that. But what we're responsible for is to put a stop to it. So even if we do say that, agree with you, like 90% of it is the parents' fault, we still have to do something. We have to put a stop to it. And we also have to understand that we don't have parents in the home. We have one parent in the home today.
Yeah, so Al, do you want to respond?
And I'm not disagreeing with him about what's being put out there and by whom. It's about the fact that the music industry didn't bring this child on this earth. I have 7 kids. I've raised my children, and there were limits to what they could listen to. There were limits to what they could do as long as they were under my roof. And I monitored that until they were adults. And none of my children wound up in jail or pregnant, or what have you, without being married. If I could do that with my 7, I'm expecting everybody who brings a child on this earth to be able to monitor and teach them
to be as
good as or better than they are.
So let me say this, Al, because we are not all the same. Parents are not all the same. People are not all the same. That we're not created equally from that perspective. And so there are parents who, they have children. They don't have the capacity. Raising children is not easy. As a parent of 3 children, it has not been easy. And we have to stop acting as though this is an easy undertaking. Rearing children, especially in today's climate, Al, when there's computers and internets and you can go on.
Earl, did you hear me say the word easy?
No.
I grew up poor in the city of Detroit, and I ain't said nothing about easy.
No, Al, I'm just saying that what Brother Kwabena is saying is you guys went to the FCC, Brother Quavenon, to challenge the FCC on this. What happened during that time?
Well, we got a petition. Well, actually, with the FCC has decency regulations. They state that they uphold the First Amendment right to free speech. However, when it comes to broadcasting things on their government radio stations or outlets that affect children, they got to draw the line. And this is their writing. You can go to their website. It says this. They have decency standards, which states that you cannot play indecent or profane content between the hours of 6 in the morning and 10 o'clock at night, because those are the hours that our children will be listening, most likely be listening. So after 10 o'clock, they give them a little leeway, but then they go on to say that obscene content is never allowed. However, these radio stations play obscene, violent, pornographic, dangerous content 24/7, 365, only on stations that target African children. There was a study done that several years ago. Every time iHeart, it was Clear Channel then, but every time their European targeted station got one sexual reference, the black targeted station got 25. Every time they got one violent reference, we got 50. A 50-to-1 ratio of violence on stations that target young African youth as compared to white youth. So they know what they're doing. We went to the FCC. We filed formal complaints with them about the two killer radio stations in the Chicagoland area, both European-owned, targeting black children with those messages. It took them almost a year for the Crawford station for them to rule on that. We had to get with the Congress, our congressman, Frank Mervan. The FCC reports to Congress. They're responsible to Congress. So he finally got them to give us a decision, and they sided with the Crawford station against the people. When they went to when it came to WGCI, the iHeart station, it took well over a year, and they sided with WGCI against the people. But the FCC, so we tried, and we were warned. Brother Bob warned us. He said, man, good luck with that, even though we still did it, and it's documented. But the FCC has not been our friend on this. Anybody else, you can't drop, you can't say any word that's derogatory to the Jewish race or to homosexuals. You can't even make songs talking about killing dogs and expect it to be played. But yet they're constantly on the radio playing songs about killing our people.
Okay, Al, quickly, last response.
In fact, I support what he's doing. The point I'm making is the fact that it goes way beyond the music. It goes to the family. It has to go back to who bore this child and who's responsible for raising that child. And when I teach these classes in prison, responsible fatherhood and all this other stuff, it's about what is your responsibility to this life you brought on this earth.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. And Brother Quavenon will certainly agree with, responsibilities of individuals to do what they can. But it clearly is something is going on when you can stop TikTok and say, we don't want TikTok because it's impacting children. And yet something as big and broad and powerful as TikTok, there's states across this country that are banning TikTok. And they don't have these kinds of lyrics on TikTok. Yeah, there's some nudity and things like that, but I can't say because I haven't seen TikTok, but from everything that people tell me, they don't have people on saying, hey, kill everybody in the house, including the no good grandmother and the grandbabies. I mean, these are the lyrics that are going across the airways as music in this country.
Hey, Earl, I was going to a peace rally for four people shot in the South Shore area of Chicago a couple years ago. On my way to that rally, I turned on the radio, and it was this rapper bragging about how you're going to go to your mama house and your grandma house and shoot up the whole house and gonna keep on shooting till somebody died. You're going to think there's so many shots. You're going to hear so many shots, you're going to think it's the 4th of July. This is what they play constantly on our stations. What was the song? Where the rapper talked about, oh, I'm going to run up in your house with the and by the way, your mama might be at home. This is nonstop on these radio stations that target our children, not just in Milwaukee and in Chicago, all around the country. and all around the country, and they don't stop. And I'm going to make the point. Oh, go ahead, bro.
No, no, finish your point, man.
The brother was talking about, like, prisons and the work he does in prison, which is beautiful. We need to do that. But I thought about my uncle when he was in prison. This is how this is all connected. They couldn't drop the N-bomb in prison. And he had told me this. He said, if they drop the N-bomb and doing push-ups, we punish them. And, you know, I asked somebody later on who was in prison with my uncle later on about that. He said, oh, yeah, your uncle, they sure did. We could not drop that N-bomb in prison. Because they know how important it was not to love yourself and not hate yourself. And they know the connection to that word. And that word is used in 90% of this rap music that's being broadcast to our children, probably 95% of it.
You know, brother, I was just, you know, hearing the news during the break. Wisconsin has a higher percentage of prisoners incarcerated for crimes. And this is just 6 hours ago, so it's hot off the whatever they call it. Wisconsin has a higher percentage of prisoners incarcerated for crimes they committed as youth than any state except Louisiana, according to a new report. More than 7% of Wisconsinites in adult prisons are there for crimes they committed when they were 17 years or younger. And more than double the percentage anywhere else in the nation. And we do know, you know, regardless of what anybody says, the impact, they know that the adult, the child's mind isn't completely developed until, what, 26? And so when young kids are exposed to this kind of stuff, and, you know, parents can't, when a child has access to a phone, man, they got access to rap music, right? Filthy rap music. And you know, people can say, well, it's not the music. Yeah, you know, it's not 100% the music, but clearly it's not helping any. Right? It's not helping any. As a matter of fact, it makes things worse.
You all agree. Both of you agreed how it's not easy to raise children. And you hit it on the head. It doesn't help when your children and your youth are constantly bombarded with this sort of poison, this sort of toxicity in their music. In our music, Earl.
I know. You know, listen, we got to go to a break, man. Hang on, Brother Quabbin. 844-967-2789 is the number. Clear the Airways Project, and Brother Quabbin is on the air. We'll be right back.
Anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com. Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast.
on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with highs around 84. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 52. Tonight, mainly clear. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 59. Sunny skies Thursday with daytime highs approaching 61. 68 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees. Daytime.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Brother Kwabena of Clear the Airways Project, that was the music when I was growing up. You can't tell me that this doesn't have impact on children, the music that they're listening to. That impacted my life way back then, and I'm who I am now because I had access to that. If I would have been a person who has access to what is being played now, I might be one of those young people who's 12 years old, who's walking around strapped and taking other people's lives.
Taking their cars and taking their lives, man. It's like, you know, our sisters in Chicago can't even go to the gas station by themselves in the evening time. It's, you know, we shouldn't have to live like this. And then, you know, of course, if your music is telling you to do this, it's, man. It's, so a couple things that we must do. We must monitor what our children are listening to. We must demand that these radio stations and these outlets stop pushing that poison. There's a group now, we're working on YouTube. YouTube allows the N-bomb to be dropped constantly, but these other, any other derogatory term or anybody else, they don't allow it. They don't allow it. They'll censor it. They'll get it off. But every time you go into a YouTube video, almost Africans are going to be dropping N-bombs on each other. And it's so hypocritical what's happening, but we have to, again, like I said earlier, we're not responsible for this scourge on our society like this. We're not fully responsible, but what we are responsible for is to put a stop to it.
Man, go ahead.
No, I just want to share with you something that's coming up. We're working with this group called the Committee to Eliminate Media Offensive to African People. It's shortened to be CMOTAP. And we have hooked up with veteran members of the Black Panther Party from late 60s, early 70s.
Right.
And they're going to be speaking out against this death music that targets our children. It's the Black Music Month Forum. It's going to be a virtual forum coming up on June the 4th, Sunday, June 4th, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we want to hear what these veterans who put a lot of work in when they were young, you know, they did a lot of sacrificing. A lot of them went to jail. A lot of their comrades were assassinated, families destroyed, all this at that age. And they didn't go through all that. Our brothers and sisters in the civil rights era, in the human rights era, all they did for us to right now to have the freedom to be on the radio, to be out here making songs about taking each other's lives, about robbing. And, you know, the sister that was killed in Chicago the other day, the policewoman, understand that the knuckleheads that got arrested for it, they were involved in three other robberies that evening, all on women.
They
didn't sacrifice their life for this to be happening.
You know, Brother Kwabena, this is just fact, and people can you know, take from it what they will. But the fact that this is happening, my good friend Maggie Dawn is on the line. Hey, Maggie, how you doing? I'm so honored for you to be calling. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I was just wondering what your friend's thoughts were about targeting, as opposed to trying to get the music off of the airs, and it, off the air, and I think y'all just started to talk about this a little bit, like trying to reach out to the artists and also trying to educate not just Black and Brown communities, but also white communities that are tuning into these stations about who owns them. To me, this is part of the cycle of basically white people appropriating and then exploiting Black culture to frankly, enrich white people, regardless of the impact of their exploitation on Black communities. So I was just wondering, like, how does sort of dealing with problematic speech from a First Amendment perspective and trying to target and educate people about who owns this? Apparently, there is an Instagram channel. It's called, like, Rap TV. The entire CEO and entire ownership structure is all white people. There's a pattern of this about content, but also just that underlying cycle of exploitation. I wonder if you gentlemen would speak on that. Thanks, hey,
great,
girl.
Great question, Maggie. Great question, as always. Thank you. Brother Quabena?
Yeah, that's interesting. I started thinking about Rap TV also recently. But they show who was behind it, who owns it, and I think there were some rumors that were being spread about Jamie Foxx that weren't true and other things. But yeah, that's important to understand who owns this. There's a video called The N-Word and its multi-layered power structure. The N-Word and its multi-layered power structure. If you look at that video, it would break down a lot of these corporations and a lot of the people who are behind the scenes of this madness that's being pushed purposely to African people.
She asked about the artists, going after the artists. What have you?
Yeah, that's a double-edged piece. A lot of people get on us when we mention the artists, talk a little bit about the artists. It ain't the artist's fault. I'm like, man, we're not letting no artists off the hook.
Yeah, it is their fault. It is their fault, man. You can't say I have to do this to make money. If it leads to degradation of our communities and our people, I can't have any sympathy for you making. Find another way to make a living,
Earl. That's the same thing we say. We said it's that we're not letting them off the hook. If the court don't let them off the hook. When they get shot, like in 2021, I think it was, they had 250 rappers who were killed, and 200 of them were from gun violence. Their so-called ops ain't let them off the hook, so why should we let them off the hook? We need to challenge them quicker, so because we love them and we care about them. We're trying to make some changes. But no, so we tell the people, no, we don't let them off the hook. However, we do know at the same time, they're just puppets. If one of these artists decides that I'm not going to make this music anymore, the way this music industry is, these radio stations industry is, they won't play them. If one of these artists gets killed, like we mentioned earlier, or goes to jail, they'll just get another one. Because it doesn't take, I'm going to just be straight up, it doesn't take much talent for a lot of these people out there doing what they do. You can find, there's so many people making rap music. If you and I made a rap song and they played it 15, 20 times a day, people start liking it.
No question.
If you and I did it.
No question.
Yeah, it's the formula that they're doing, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Brother Quabena, I love you, brother. And, man, we got to do this. I got to bring you back on more often, man, because it's, you know, it's that part of the problems that we're dealing with. And my sister Maggie Dawn, man, I love her, a corporate counsel of Milwaukee County, you know, who knows what's going on. So thank you for the question, Maggie. We got to go, Brother Quabena. We'll talk soon.
Okay, brother. Thank you all. All right. Thanks to Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Peace.
All right. We'll be back.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.